91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Here we go! Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the show with no name on Bonn Radio. Remember to download the free app, and right after this show, you've got Ximena's program, Test Your English. After Test Your English, you've got the wonderful Andy Vaughn and Rob Grams, our dynamic duo, and their program, The Lunchtime Show. Remember, if you guys are not on Twitch, you're missing out, because you can participate on that show every day at lunchtime. Como el nombre. O sea, que todos tienen un nombre que tiene sentido, menos el mío, es lo que me estoy dando cuenta hoy. So everybody's program here makes sense. The title, at least. I don't know about the program, but the title makes sense, except mine. That doesn't have a name. But maybe I don't want to categorize myself. Maybe I just want the show to be able to change and adapt and, you know, who knows? Well, either way, we've got a lot of stuff to do, guys. So let's focus on what we need to do, and that is listen to our Say What soundbite. We've got to listen to it now for the third time. So I want you guys to write down what you hear. Here you go.
We have this little bitty prince who is enchanted and turned into a frog. And he meets a number of frogs, and they're trying to talk him into the life of a frog.
All right, there you go, folks. That was the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. We also need to finish up our spelling bee, where we were taking a look at carriers, at airlines, some of the biggest ones in Asia, which, think about this, Asia's a huge market. So being big in Asia means being, megalithic in the rest of the world. Because Asia, you know, the Asian market, we know. I think I saw a figure yesterday. I don't remember what. I think there are 100. Iron Man, I'm going to need you here. There are like 100 cities in China with over 1 million people, as far as population is concerned. I don't know if it was, I don't know if that was the exact number, but and that number is supposed to double, by the way. So when we're talking about Asia, we are talking about a massive market. Massivo, huge, you know? All right, well, guys, that was the Say What soundbite. As I said, we're going to do the spelling bee. Also, I want you guys to give your classmate a nice round of applause. It's Kubla. Why? Well, because he's an awesome dude. And because he got today's Say What soundbite. Nice job, Kubla. Now, I encourage the rest of you to give it another shot, because you got one more chance. And as my grandpa always told me, if you get three chances, use your three chances. Don't say, nah, I'm okay, I'll just take one. No, if you get three opportunities, three chances to do something, well, maybe on the third one, you'll get it. You know, because sometimes it takes a few times, you know. Let's see. Thank you, Born to Iron Man, my research assistant. I owe you some beers, without a doubt. China is the world's most populous country. According to Demographia, I guess that's they take surveys, sondeos, and things like that, or statistics. In 2017, there were 102 Chinese cities with over 1 million people in the urban area, as defined by the group's methodology. Well, yeah, obviously people are leaving this agricultural life in the countries, and they're betting on cities and technology, and, well, that's, is it working? I don't know about the quality of their air. I don't know if people are over. I mean, I've never been to China, so I don't know. It's working, whereas they're making tons of money and they're gaining influence. But how's the population doing? That's the question, too. If they're working 18-hour days, you can be the richest guy in the world, but you're not very rich if you spend, 14 hours, 18 hours locked in a little cubicle. You see what I mean? So, again, it's a question of, of a shift in focus, as many of you know. There's no denying it. China has gotten huge, and they're not stopping. They're not showing signs of stopping. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. I'm just saying it. Okay, no quiero debates aquí. I'm just saying eso es lo que hay. Later you can say if you think it's good or bad, and it's debatable, as everything is, right? So let's take a look at these last ones, as I said. All Nippon Airways was our next one. All Nippon, or ANA as it's called, a Japanese airline, not to be confused with Japan Airways, JAL. I've never flown with them, but I did fly with All Nippon Airways. The fifth one, Emirates. Emirates. I flew with Emirates as well when I went to, well, Singapore, but I had to go through Dubai, unfortunately. And I got to say something. The airline is amazing. It's Emirates is fantastic. The customer service, the experience, everything. But who wants to go to Dubai? Sorry if you love Dubai, but seriously, I'm going to repeat the question. Who the fuck wants to go to Dubai? Like intentionally? I understand if you have a business opportunity there, but I mean like intentionally, like move to Dubai. Okay, I didn't think so. But Emirates is an awesome airline. That doesn't change that. And the last one is Lion Air. And I'm not lying. Okay. Lion, mintiendo los americanos, omitimos la G. Yeah. No es la hora de los jokes. It's not joke time yet. All right. Well, Lion Air, you probably remember this Indonesian airline. They were in the news because of a fatal crash with the 737 MAX. So I'm sure you guys remember not too long ago, a couple of years ago now, Lion Air, and it sparked a huge investigation. The type of plane was grounded, o sea, en tierra. You know what I mean? Not allowed, like legally, like you're not allowed to fly this plane right now, globally, you know? So interesting stuff. As I say, even if you don't like flying, the business behind it, the marketing of aviation, the technology, the engineering. There's so much. Just the hospitality end, too. I always remembered when I was working in the hospitality industry, which is restaurants, hotels, they're taking care of people, hospitality. I always remembered this. When people were coming to my bar in New York where I worked, these people spent a lot of money to come here. They're on vacation, and they came to have the time of their life, and I'm going to make sure they have it. That was my philosophy. All right. So guys, what we need to do right now is keep moving along, because if not, we are going to run out of time. There's no doubt about it. So let's move on to another interactive section called Homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's Homophones, where we look at tricky words. And this morning, I had a student. She's a well-known personality in Spain. And I put her to the test. And I said, how do you say quemaron el granero? I think granero is the word. And she said, van a quemar el granero. And she said, they're going to burn the barn. Y digo, it's beautiful. Lo has dicho perfecto. But not everybody gets these words, because sometimes it's just a little nuance that makes it different. You know, sometimes like the word, for example, peace, la paz o un trozo de algo. Pues guisantes no es peace, it's peas. ¿Son homófonos? Ni de coña. S y z no son los mismos sonidos. En tu país ni en mi país. Bueno, en español la V y la B es debatible. All right, here we go, guys. Let's get serious, but not too serious either. The first word I'm looking for is rascadura. Rascadura. Me cuesta, ¿eh? O arrancar. Romper, pero... tela o papel, right? Es romper. No lo usaríamos con cosas duras, como piedra o algo así. Algo como tela, ¿ok? O... o papel, perdona. Okay, so it's romper, rasgar, arrancar, rasgadura. It's something that makes that sound. Okay? And the second word that I want, and remember, I want to know what these two words are, and then I want to know if they sound the same. The second word is grada. Okay? Una capa, un nivel, una grada. Puede ser o literalmente en un estadio, o gradas en una, esto de suscripción. Por ejemplo, on my Patreon, I have gradas in English. So, what are these two words? Do you know these words? Grada. Our second word is grada. Our first word is romper algo que sea papel o tela, fabric or paper. So, let's see what you guys have got. All right. See what you guys have figured out over here. This is a tough one. I'm going to be honest with you here. This one's a bit tricky, you know. Loles says grados. No, aquí pone grada. It doesn't say grados aquí. No, no sé. I don't know. Ah, pero aquí no pone eso. Y me voy con esto por ahora. Para no liarla. Porque yo me lío solo. So, aquí pone grada, ¿no? Estaban en la grada, la tercera grada, ¿no? En un estadio. Pues también lo usamos para decir niveles, ¿no? Okay. Let's see. Jason Jai is the first one to participate, it seems, right? I'm scrolling through the comments here. Jason Jai says, the words are mm and mm, and they're not homophones. Okay, you seem pretty sure. London, well, those are just the words. That's half the exercise. We're looking for the full exercise, guys. Remember, I want to know the words, y luego la idea de homophones, ¿suenan igual o no? Okay, so you got a 50%, which 50%, ahí no vamos muy lejos con 50%. All right, Kubla, let's see what you came up with. Kubla says it's mm and mm, and they're not homophones. Lemura says the two words are mm and mm, and they are homophones. Morlazo, that's not a complete sentence. Here, there, or in popular China. okay, Nata, the words are mm and mm, and they're not homophones. Loles says they're not homophones. Giggler says they don't sound alike, I think. I love it. Giggler, you go for the safe bets. You're like me. You're like, I'm going to say definitely B, I think. Yo digo definitely y luego I think. It's like, so are you sure? Yeah, no. All right, so let's hear both of these words. The first word is tear. Okay, so if you walk by a nail, un clavo que sale de la pared, you could tear your jeans. I've done it before. To tear something. You can tear up a piece of paper. To tear down is also used to derrumbar un edificio. Okay? Tirar para abajo. To tear. Right? T-E-A-R. Pero me estás diciendo, pero eso es lágrima. También. También. Pero, ¿cómo que tear, entonces? Pues tear, cuando es el verbo. Bueno, no, también lagrimear es un verbo. So tear, cuando es el contexto de romper algo. And tear, cuando es lágrima. Pero se escriben exactamente igual. So, el que estamos viendo no es tear, es tear. Es un verbo regular, irregular, perdona. Every day, vamos a usar derrumbar, ya que lo hemos visto. So, every year they tear down casinos in Las Vegas. No, that's a true statement. Siempre están renovando. Last year they tore down three buildings in Las Vegas. And lately they've torn down many buildings in Las Vegas. So tear, tore, torn. Apúntate la conjugación ahí también. So then the second word, estamos en la tercera grada, we're on the third tier. Tier. T-I-E-R. No, no es homófono. It isn't. Sí, de lágrima, pero yo no dije lágrima. I said romper, rasguño. No me sale esa palabra. So everybody who said that these words are not homophones, congrats. Ahora, de nuevo. It's really easy now. Cuando tienes tiempo de pensarlo, decir, no, va a ser que no. But my question is, next time you have to use the word tirar y lágrima, will you mix them up? I don't know. I'm asking you. So make sure, come up with a few examples. Why not? If you come up with a few examples and say them aloud, you'll be like, he was tearing all morning because they tore down the building. Okay, wasn't very funny. But I think it's time to move on. That's the perfect time to move on. When I tell a corny joke, we can move on to our Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And I can't wait. I'm going to go to the movies. I haven't been in almost 2 years now. And I'm going to go to the movies soon because that moment has arrived. So what's going to be my first movie when I go back to the movies? Let's see. I'll let you guys guess. Maybe I said it the other day because I got a big mouth. Let's see if you guys know. I haven't been to the movie, like many people, to the movies in many, many years. A year and a half at least, because of the damn COVID crap. So, let's see how well you know me. What is going to break my streak? What movie am I dying to go see, and I can't wait till it comes out? But that's not today's movie, either way. That's another thing aside. Let's take a look at today's trailer and see if you guys can figure out the name of the movie. And then we'll take a look at the scene that I've chosen as well. The trailer is short and sweet. Aliens with conical crania crash land on Earth. So aliens, vamos a pronunciarlo. Es una palabra que se deletrea igual en ambos idiomas, pero no decimos alien. En inglés está a, ale, like cerveza, ale, alien. So aliens with conical, como conos, conical, crania, so uno es cranium, como estos plurales latín, ¿no? Cranium and crania. Lo mismo con estadio, estábamos mirando gradas ahora. So stadium, stadia es el plural, aunque muchos dicen stadiums, ¿eh? No somos tan latines, pero correctamente sería stadia, stadia. So these people with conical crania, muchos Cs. Crash land. Now, aterrizar, pero no porque han querido, ha sido un choque. Crash land on Earth. Y quiero que pronunciéis esta palabra conmigo porque suele costar a mis alumnos. Earth, la tierra. Earth, Earth. All right, I've got a lot of people participating, but the first person to get it, give it up for Kubla. Kubla got it. It's Coneheads. That's right, Coneheads with Dan Aykroyd, the famous Dan Aykroyd. This was a Saturday Night Live sketch, which was turned into a movie, like many of them, like Wayne's World, like, I'm trying to think, ahora digo many, no se me ocurre ni una. So the movie is called Coneheads. Lemura says, are you going to see Luca? No, I haven't heard of it, so... you recommend it? All right, I'll check it out. But no, I'm going to see, and it's como en plan, take my money right now, The Many Saints of Newark. Have you guys heard of this one? Oh, man. The Many Saints of Newark? Oh, man, check. You got, after the show today, you got to watch this trailer. Well, there are two trailers. The first one was brilliant. It's a masterpiece. And it's the pre-story, you know, the backstory of The Sopranos. It's produced by the same producer, David Chase. And do you know who plays young Tony Soprano? James Gandolfini's son. So, and I saw an interview with him the other day. I can't wait. In fact, I'm thinking about rewatching The Sopranos because it's that good. And you'll see in the future... there's going to be a Sopranos episode on FYI. Well, I want to teach you guys all the lingo.
So, you know, if you ever get any problems with any of my Goombas, you'll be able to deal with it, no problem. You know what I mean?
All right, so let's take a look at this one. But yes, if you guys like The Sopranos, the movie's coming out, and it stars his son as him, and he's the spitting image of his father, as he was. Check it out. I haven't seen the movie, so I can't tell you it's great, but the trailer makes me stand up. Like, I gave the trailer a standing ovation. A standing ovation is cuando el público se pone de pie. Te lo juro. I was like, yes, Tony! You see Tony, you know, being made, being, you know, built from the ground up and turning into the powerful person he becomes. All right, so here we go. Let's take a look. This movie came out in 1993. Again, it's a Saturday Night Live spinoff. And Beldar, who is played by Dan Aykroyd, he's the father, he spots. To spot es ver algo. Wait, I spotted something over there. Piensa, plane spotting is ir a ver aviones, right? So he goes, he spots a tattoo on Connie's head. And he goes, what have you done to your cone? If you remember, they have like this robotic voice, okay? What have you done to your cone? And then Connie says, nothing, nothing. And this is the typical situation of dad discovering that his daughter got a tattoo. Correcto. It's interesting. You say tattoo in Spanish, right? In English, it's tattoo. it's the opposite there. Tattoo, tattoo. So he goes, what have you done to your cone? Nothing. And of course, the daughter's trying to cover it up. No, nothing, nothing. Oh, su cono, su cabeza. He goes, no, turn around. Turn around, lo conoces. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit scared of looking in the... Me invento la letra, but turn around. Date la vuelta. And she turns her head, and he goes... Nyeh. He, like, has a meltdown. And Connie says, it's not a real tattoo. No, estas conversaciones no solo entre humanos, pero aliens también. He goes, Mabs, Mabs. He, like, he's starting to have a meltdown, como decimos. And he goes, unacceptable, and unacceptable is que no es aceptable. And Connie says, it's just a decal. A decal is another way to say a sticker, okay? It's just a decal. Everyone's wearing them. Todo el mundo los lleva. And Beldar says, if everyone jumped into a bituminous cauldron, would you jump in too? Now, nobody says that one. But we do say If he jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do it too? Same kind of thing. But here they say cauldron. And the word cauldron is what a witch uses to mix their potion. Caldera. Yeah. Ah, no es caldera. Oh, ves, estoy aprendiendo español ahora mismo. La caldera, que es donde la que calienta la calefacción, el agua, es caldera. Es a cauldron. No me jodas. Well, there you go, guys. As I said, you're not the only ones learning here. Pues, sabía la palabra caldera. Everybody knows it. But I didn't know that a cauldron was this large cooking pot in Spanish. I knew it was the thing that, the hot water heater, but I didn't know that. So see, you learn something new every day. Even your teacher, not just you guys. So bituminous is de betún. Betún, you say, this kind of tar stuff, alquitrán. And he goes, would you jump in too? Es como decir, ¿vas a hacer lo que hacen todos tus amigos? And then Connie says, I am not a little cone anymore, Dad. Not a little girl, pero como son cone heads. Esto es, como te digo, la conversación, pero con aliens. And Beldar says, maintain low tones with me. Ahora, eso sí que es forzado. Sería, don't raise your tone with me, or watch your tone. Pero él lo dice, maintain, because he's an alien, it's weird, it's awkward. And he goes, maintain low tones with me. No subas el tono conmigo. Maintain low tones. Now, you are to go to the hygienic chamber. La cámara, chamber. Igual en inglés, cámara de comercio, the chamber of commerce. And remove it. Amigo falso, false friend alert, remove no es remover. Remove es quitar. Remover is to stir. Apúntate esa. False friend alert. Also, you're wearing far too much lip and cheek enhancement. O sea, no dice makeup. Porque como son aliens, he doesn't know. So he says everything very literal. He goes, You are wearing far too much, demasiado, far too much lip and cheek enhancement, no? To enhance is alzar algo, no? And Connie says, Mom, my makeup looks okay, doesn't it? And then Belder says, do not involve the approval of your other parental unit. Oh, my God. Nobody would say that. Now, if you wish to accompany me to the enclosed retail compound, the mall, the enclosed retail compound, el centro comercial, the mall, he goes, you will go to the hygienic chamber upstairs immediately and remove the decal. Y quitar esa pegatina. I'm sure a lot of you guys knew the word sticker because a sticker is something that sticks to you, se pega. But another way to say it too is decal. So guys, as always, we're learning from music, from movies, and the world around us, really. And the good thing is, guys, we've got so much more to go on today's show. But right now, we have to go to our final commercial break. I can't believe it. Time flies when you're having a ball, when you're having a blast with your amigos. So guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the rest of today's show. So stick around.
Atención, tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrá realizar a mediodía, de lunes a viernes de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hello, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of today's show with no name. All right, well, let's take a look. We've got to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. So, guys, write down what you hear.
We have this little bitty prince who is enchanted and turned into a frog. And he meets a number of frogs, and they're trying to talk him into the life of a frog.
Double trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's double trouble only on the show with no name. And I think this one's going to be tough. In fact, I was trying to find the exact translation in Spanish, and I'm not sure if I got it. So I'll need your help here, because remember, my Spanish is good. It's not perfect. Okay. Anytime you guys help me, which a lot of times all throughout the show, you guys are helping me. So you guys are my teachers too. All right. Jason Jai. Great job. Jason Jai also got today's Say What soundbite. Fantastic. All right. So quizá se está empezando a desvanecer mi memoria. Okay. Pero no desapareció con el tiempo. Porque este desaparecer no es como de repente. Okay. Es con el tiempo, poco a poco. Se ha ido como desapareciendo hasta que nadie sabe más de él. So maybe you can find an even more appropriate way to express this in Spanish. Pero yo lo he traducido así. Quizá se está empezando a desvanecer mi memoria. No, hacerse peor. Right? Pero no desapareció con el tiempo. Te doy una pista. Desaparecer con el tiempo es a phrasal verb. En inglés, so no pongas con it with time, porque no hace falta. Viene incluido en el phrasal verb. There's a little word to the wise. A word to the wise es otra forma de decir un consejito, ¿no? A word, una palabra para los sabios. A word to the wise. So, quizás está empezando a desvanecer mi memoria, pero ¿no desapareció con el tiempo? Now, Jessica, you're giving me a word that I like because I think you're on the right track, but it's incorrect, but you're on the right track, but I want a full sentence anyway, okay? All right, let's see. Kubla, okay. So, a ver lo que he dicho, pero no desapareció. Okay, no especifique, yo estaba pensando él o ella. Pero ya, lo podemos usar con un objeto también. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your classmate, Kubla. Nice job. Also, Lemura as well. Now, there's just one little thing I would do. But again, you know, I'm your teacher. You can take it for whatever you want here. I'll explain. Now, the second part. Vamos con la segunda parte primero. To fade away means to disappear slowly. And if you think about it, we were talking about genes before, how you can tear your genes. Well, also, genes begin to fade. Desteñirse. Disiparse, desvanecerse, disminuir, atenuarse. So quizás uno de esos. To fade away, right? So to fade away doesn't mean to just disappear, you know? If you disappeared all of a sudden, then you didn't fade away. Fade away is just you lost importance over time. Think about a color. It loses its brilliance. If we're talking about your genes, they're not as brilliant. So if you fade away, it's until nobody can see you anymore, right? So it's a good one to know. If you guys ever worked with audio, un fade, subir o bajar, no, lentamente el volumen, to fade. Faded jeans are in style, no, que están desteñidos. So fade, fade away. Born to Iron Man says fade away by Oasis. Ah, no soy fan de Oasis, como decís vosotros, Oasis. Pero bueno, great. If you can learn English, hey, any group you can learn English from, I'm happy. let's see, Lemura has given us some musical clue as well. Every time I see you, I try to fade away by Roxette. Oh, wow, Lemura. You got the look. She go na 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 na. Y de Roxette, ¿sabes lo que aprendemos? Una estructura super chunga. Debería haber sido, o tenía que haber sido. It must have been love. Porque si yo te digo, dime esa estructura, dices, it should have been, también debería haber sido. Pero claro, it must have been love, but it's over now. It must have been good. It must of is must have. I love it, guys. I love when you guys get your cues from music. So to fade away, to disappear slowly. Now, the correction, the adjustment I would make is a lot of times we say, my memory is starting to fade instead of fade away. So fade, no sé, me suena como el fade away ahí, como el away sobra, okay? So, es como, como es una frase hecha, my memory is starting to fade, or my memory is fading, right? But didn't he fade away? Pero no, desapareció con el tiempo, poco a poco. And all you have to do is just remember that. Remember the genes that were bright, and now they're faded. Remember that when you're fading out the music, se baja, se va aumentando hasta que ya no está la música. So if you can think of that idea behind it, then you got it, folks. All right, so excellent job to all of you on the Double Trouble section. Now it's time for a joke. Now I know I've told more jokes than I should have already, but this is one that definitely has some juicy English content in it. So it's time for Your Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, amigos. That's right. You're joking. Only on the show with no name. So why don't night owls ever cry at funerals? Okay, so a night owl, we looked at the word early bird the other day, madrugador. So a night owl is the opposite, somebody who is a nocturnal person, right? So why don't night owls ever cry, porque nunca lloran, at funerals, right? Acuérdate, este at es en un acontecimiento, right? You wouldn't say I was in the funeral, you would say I was at the funeral. So why don't night owls, gente que vive de noche, ever cry at funerals? Well, they just aren't mourning people. They aren't mourning people. No? No? Okay. Did anybody get it? Please tell me somebody got it. Crickets, thank you. They're not mourning people. Okay, really bad joke. Lolis is like, oh, face palm. ¿Conocías esta? Face palm is cuando pones la cara en la... Oh, no. Palma en la mano, en la cara, right? Face palm. Esta palabra no existía. Cuando, hombre, hacíamos el gesto, pero la palabra no existía. Y ahora es como, face palm, man, face palm. Well, Lolis, I hope you get it. That's the important part, not how funny it is. Or funny it isn't, I should say. Anix, you seem to get it. She's cracking up. That's good. All right, good, good, Anix. Born to Iron Man, la segunda palabra te la has inventado ahí, ¿eh? I think I know you know the thing, but you just misspelled it. So cuidado, es M-O-U es la que buscas, no M-O-A. Like Lemura, Lemura, excellent. Lemura explained it perfectly. Kubla as well, great job. All right, so why don't night owls ever cry at funerals? Y fijaos, no es funeral, es funerals. They just aren't mourning people. Now, you're either a night owl or you're a morning person. I'm a morning person. I used to be a night owl. When I lived in New York City and worked in restaurants and bars, you're a night owl because you work at night, you live at night. So, but now I'm a morning person. Why? Because my daughter is. You want the answer. What was the change? My daughter, she gets up at the crack of dawn. A primera hora, no? Con el gallo. Ella despierta el gallo. So, I've become a morning person. Now, morning escrito como una persona de mañanas, como domino, soy más activo, mi cabeza funciona mejor por las mañanas. My wife isn't. My wife's not a morning person. It takes her longer. For me, I sometimes spring out of bed, but this is new. Again, it's funny how sometimes in life you change your circadian rhythm, I think it's called. Remember, I'm not a scientist. I'm an English teacher. So somebody's like, no, I saw C. Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. So mourning. Pero también la palabra mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, is luto, estar de luto. So if you are in mourning, or if you are mourning the death of a loved one, estás de luto. So they aren't mourning people, no son gente de luto, no son gente mañana. I know what you're thinking, guys. You're thinking, Alberto, you missed your calling. You should have been a stand-up comedian. Well, I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't be a stand-up comedian because I partied too hard. Yeah, es que lo di todo en la fiesta. Speaking of parties, you guys want to party right now? Cool, let's go. It's time for famous birthday trivia. Right, amigos, that's right. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And this is where it's one of my favorite sections because I have fun talking about people, celebrities and stuff like that. But it's also a part of the show where I start to get a little nostalgic and sad because I know that we're nearing the end of the show. But then I think, well, don't worry. We're going to do another show tomorrow, Monday. We come back. We do these shows Monday through Friday, guys. And I'm going to be at the book fair this weekend at Stand 283. So if you'd love to come hang out, get a picture, take some selfies, get a signature, grab some other materials with a 10% discount, do it, folks. Also, a quick reminder, too. We've got everything you need, whether it's just consultation. Maybe you need just somebody to lead you in the right direction. Call us. We'll give you a free level test at Vaughn. It's 911-385-8831. Or our website, you can take a look around, and where it says contact us, you can just drop us a line. Or you can reach out to us on social media. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to help you along on your English journey. And we are helping you already with Vaughn Radio. But if you're thinking about going, thinking about taking it a step further, thinking about getting serious, if you mean business, to mean business as Eden said to you, well, then maybe you should get some materials. Maybe you should consider, having a teacher, there to make sure that you are, making progress and pushing you and guiding you and cheering you on. También es lo que sirve. A teacher has many roles. Believe me. I know. Sometimes you're the best friend. Sometimes you're the parent. A veces me hacéis hacer el papel de padre, ¿no? Like, ¿cuántas veces te tengo que decir poner puntos al final de, right? But I understand that. It comes with the territory. Como decimos, it's par for the course. Los que os gusta el golf es una expresión que viene del golf. It's par for the course. All right, well, here's today's famous birthday trivia. Number one, this guy was born in 1948. He speaks like this. Well, he spoke like this. He had a really awesome voice, and he had just a wonderful way of communicating very clearly, and he had like a deep radio announcer voice. I discovered him, well, not me personally, like his agent, but I discovered him on Saturday Night Live. We were talking about Saturday Night Live before in our Name That Movie. So maybe this guy was in our movie Coneheads. Was he? Yes, he was. Ooh, did you see that coming? All right. He was also in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I don't know if you guys remember Pee-wee Herman. Oh, man. But he was a guy who had a tragic ending to his life. In 1998, while he was sleeping in his bed, just, I want you to close your eyes and picture this. Picture como verbo imaginar. And you're sleeping in bed, and your wife comes in, or your spouse, cónyuge, and they shoot you and kill you. And then they commit suicide. Whoa. That's a news story right there. I know sometimes they make up, you know, they try and, oh, this is crazy. And he was a guy who was going through a lot of problems. He had problems with cocaine and other things. But he was a genius. In my opinion, he was a genius. And if you've never seen this guy, you should check him out. As I said, he's been in many movies, but his claim to fame was Saturday Night Live, and he probably would still be in a lot of movies, but he didn't make it. He died at a pretty young age. Number two, this guy was born in 1971, an English drummer. He's the drummer of the band The Verve. The Verve. You know The Verve? Lo estoy pronunciando la británica. The Verve? Pero a ver si me acuerdo cómo va ahora. As it's a bittersweet a symphony, this life. Great song. But Rolling Stones, the group, the Rolling Stones, they get all the money. Porque copiaron sin pedir permiso. There's an interesting story behind bittersweet. De hecho, es perfecto. Es que es el título perfecto, ¿no? Bittersweet Symphony, right? Bittersweet Symphony. It's Dulce Amaro. It's their number one hit, and it's not theirs. Well, they don't get the money from it. So that is a bittersweet symphony. But the video is great. It's Richard Ashcroft, the lead singer, walking down the street. He's not fazed by anything. No le desconcierta nada. And it's a bittersweet symphony, this life. If you're not familiar with this band, they're awesome. One of my favorite songs, The Drugs Don't Work. And it's not what you think. It's not about taking drugs. It's about one of his parents getting cancer and him coming to the realization the drugs don't work anymore. You're gone. It's futile. So it's a beautiful song. I'm getting chills even thinking about it. The Drugs Don't Work. Sonnet. Soneto, you say? In Shakespearean, right? A sonnet. Es una canción de amor, pero no. Right? Interesting. The lyrics are great. Lucky Man. And the lyrics are not only great, but you can groove to it. Te puedes mover un poco. It's got that, you know, that Britpop sound without being too Britpop. You know what I mean? As you guys know, I don't like Oasis. I don't like the too British stuff. But this is like the perfect. And I saw these guys in concert, and I just remember being blown away. So, The Verve and the drummer. And last but not least, this guy is my freaking idol. Es mi ídolo, and it's because I grew up watching Kermit the Frog, La Rana Gustavo, Kermit in English. I grew up watching Fraggle Rock and Big Bird and, well, all of his amazing creations. And I think I'm not the only one. I think we all grew up with his cast of characters. And I was lucky enough to visit his hometown. Remember I told you guys I was going down to Mississippi River? Well, guess who was born down on the bayou, down in a swamp. Nació en una ciénaga, you say, or pantano, a muddy area. ¿Y qué es lo que vio ahí? Sapos, ranas, los personajes que creó para The Muppets, los teleñecos. And this guy, I've read his books, and inspirational person, really inspirational. If you want to read a great biography, it's this guy. And he did the voice of Kermit the Frog at first. He did a lot of the voice. So he didn't just create the characters. He voiced them. He was a genius. I'm serious. If you've never read about, you know, his story or seen a documentary, fascinating. And guys, we've got a winner over here. Kubla, no puedo traducir aquí porque estoy con los estos técnicos. So I appreciate if you could put the names in the language that they're in, or else then I have to, you're making me have to think about it here. So, but either way, the first one is wrong anyway. So Kubla, that's twice today. Ya tienes dos amas. Bueno, ¿qué quieres jugar? ¿Baseball o fútbol? Si es baseball, te toca una más, un fallo más. If it's football, you're out. What did I say about speed? Okay, good. I'll repeat it if you want. If you guys, I think you guys, you want me to be honest? And my wife said it too. She goes, I think you like playing the parent role. And I said, no, I don't. She goes, yeah, you do. I said, no, I don't. And my wife knows me very well. Kubla, that's not the drummer. Okay, so Kubla's not... Kubla, are you listening to this show or another show? All right, forget it, guys. Forget it. Okay, no, don't forget it, because Alicia's got it all right on the first go. It wasn't too much to ask. Tampoco he pedido tanto ahí. Give it up for Alicia, or as I said before, Alicia. Como tú prefieras. Lo importante, you're a winner. All right, well, guys, I can't believe it, but we have got to move on. I didn't tell you who the people were. Phil Hartman, number one was Phil Hartman. Seguro que te suena de películas de Saturday Night Live. Es un tío súper reconocible y vaya voz que tenía el tío. So Phil Hartman, number two, the drummer of The Verve, Peter Salisbury. And it's interesting, we have a dish, un plato en inglés, que es como una carne... con a mí no me gusta Salisbury steak. Búscatelo. I don't like it. I like meat, but I don't like Salisbury steak. And last but not least, the one and only Jim Henson. And seriously, you want to read something about somebody who is, just inspirational. Somebody who's believed. He was a kid. He was born a kid and died a kid, and that's Jim Henson. And that brings us to our Say What soundbite over here. He says, he's telling the story, and he's holding Kermit in this scene. Tiene Kermit, y está como mezclando entre, hey, this is Kermit the Frog. And when I heard his voice, I was like, that's Kermit. Like, I didn't even have to see him. I was like, that's Kermit. So he sounds like his creation, or his creation sounds like him. I don't know. But he says, we have this little bitty prince. A little bitty is pequeñito. We have this little bitty prince who is enchanted, right? An enchanter es encantado, pero con poderes. No como, encantado de haunted. Enchanted and turned into a frog. And to turn into, hemos dicho, convertir en. And he meets a number of frogs. He conoce varias ranas. And they're trying to talk him into, buenísimo phrasal verb, to talk somebody into is convencerle de algo. They're trying to talk him into the life of a frog. Don't take my word for it. Here is the master, Jim Henson.
We have this little bitty prince who is enchanted and turned into a frog. And he meets a number of frogs, and they're trying to talk him into the life of a frog.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No, sorry, bye.
Name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name a lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name a lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. Name that lyric only on the show with no name. And, well, guys, I've got to tell you, it is officially the end of the show. Well, not in about a minute, but this is where I say, if I haven't said it yet, thank you. Thank you so much for being here, for learning English with me, for laughing, for playing, and I wish you all the best, not just in your English, but in your lives. I wish you all health and happiness all the time. And I'll dedicate this song to you because I love this song and I hope you guys love it as well. So, let's see. It goes like this. Mi amiga y yo. My friend and me. Mirando o registrando por su caja roja de recuerdos. Looking through her red box of memories. Faded, I'm sure. Conocéis la palabra faded, ¿no? To fade, lo vimos en el Double Trouble. Ahí lo tienes. Faded, I'm sure. Desvanecido, que ha perdido su brillante. No, a photo can fade, no hemos dicho. A picture can fade. Love can fade. ¿Ves la idea? De perder su lustre, ¿no? But love seems to stick in her veins, you know. Pero el amor parece que se mete en sus venas. And esta es la frase que me encanta. Yes, there's love if you want it. Sí, hay amor, si lo quieres. Don't sound like no sonnet. A mí no me suena a soneto. O sea, está diciendo tu romance no es romántico. Es precioso. It's a beautiful song, sonnet. By The Verve, and the first person to get it, ladies and gentlemen, born to Iron Man. So, what do you have to do right now? You got to go over to Google, and you got to put in The Verve. Now remember, es doble V, no me lo pongas con B, ahí. The Verve, sonnet, y luego poner lyrics, letra, and let's sing it together as we say goodbye. Thank you so much, amigos. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Si aún andas con dudas, llámanos. Conoce tu nivel de inglés. 911-33-5833. ¿Estás preparado para el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos y conoce tu nivel. 911-33-5833.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores a